I don't know. I wish I had an answer for that. But I think the biggest thing for us is, man, we just we played together. Haven't really made the same mistakes. And unfortunately for us, it took us, you know, this long to kind of grow the football team. But, you know, I think that's what we've played. Like, no one's really cared where the credit's come from. And you know, every game we've won here these last three has been all phases of the team working together, offense, defense, special teams. So, I mean, that's the biggest difference. I think the consistency of, you know, good football we've played in the last three home games have been what we was looking for early in the season, because obviously you see spurts and you see flashes of it, but you haven't seen that consistency from this team. And again, unfortunately, it came this late, but now you're starting to see the consistent play.
Is that motivation for next year, just knowing that you guys can come together now that, I mean, it's not perfect, but, I mean, you've knocked some teams out of the playoffs, mm-hmm. but it should be enough for a few to say, well, you know what, this might be something.
Well, hopefully it's motivation leading into this Sunday. You know, the season ain't over yet. We got one more to play, and that's what our focus is. And, you know, when all that's done, then we'll turn our focus on to the all season and looking back to, you know, what went wrong and things of that nature. But we still got one left, and that's where, you know, our mind is. Denver is a great football team. It's obviously going to get to play here in the playoffs and have a great shot at that thing. And, you know, we just want to go down there and make life a little difficult at least one more week for them.
How much more preparation is done in the film room when you have to go against Peyton Manning?
I wouldn't say that much more, honestly, just because, you know, he got so much film. You've seen him so many more times that you know what he wants to do. And that doesn't really prepare you much, because he's brilliant in a way that he changed things up. And for some reason or other, you know, nobody can really consistently get a beat on what he's doing. So I think the biggest thing for us is not really worry about, you know, Peyton, but to worry about what our collective problem is. You know, I'm worried about that right tackle and that running game and things of that nature. And you know, once you take that run away, then you start worrying about Peyton. I think it's that their football team later on this year has you know, in some ways hidden the fact that they want to run the ball more. And I think a lot of teams are winning two games thinking that, oh, it's Peyton. But this running game that they're throwing at you now has really benefited them a lot down the stretch. So that's what I'm thinking about first.
Just playing with Eli, that experience helped? Do they do a lot of things similar, you know, being that they've been together all their lives?
A little bit, but they're different, though. You know, you see the mind. You see how both of them approach the game and the mental parts of it. But, you know, both of them, you know, their offenses are different. The offense that they run are different. But I think the similarities are how they approach the game, how they study and how they prepare for defense. That's the similarities you see from the two.
There's more focus on this kid, C.J. Anderson, who exploded out of nowhere and, you know, started playing well against Oakland.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, I would definitely say so. He definitely got our attention out here the last time we played him, and has played well ever since then. So he'll be a huge factor for us to, you know, hopefully take him out of the football game.